This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Milton. U.S. President Joe Biden will use a speech later Thursday to push Congress into taking action on curbing gun violence. Even as stark partisan divisions are on full display during a hearing on gun measures. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The president will speak here from the White House on steps aimed at what his administration calls a gun violence epidemic. It will come hours after the House Judiciary Panel held a hearing on Democrat legislation in response to the shootings, including raising the age limit for buying semi-automatic rifles to 21. The Buffalo and Uvalde shooters were 18.
My God, we have to have the courage to protect America.
Amid passionate pleas to Republicans from Lucy McBath and Pennsylvania's Madeline Dean,
why don't they feel an urgency to do something?
Top committee Republican Jim Jordan said the Democrats' bill would do nothing to stop mass shootings, but would strip Americans of their constitutional rights.
Their real beef is with the Second Amendment.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
The White House on Thursday announced more economic sanctions against Russia, saying they'd taken steps to degrade any key networks used by Russia's elites, including President Vladimir Putin, to hide and move money and anonymously make use of luxury assets around the globe. The White House said the targets include a yacht brokerage, aircraft, and Russian officials and others close to Putin. Targeted yachts include Russia-flagged Graceful and the Cayman Islands-flagged Olympia, as well as two other yachts, both owned by Russian companies. The White House said the new sanctions were made to crack down on evasion and tighten sanctions already in place to enhance enforcement, increase pressure on Putin and his enablers. This is VOA News.